Second date update. If you've met someone online through Instagram or a dating app and you've messaged them and you thought things were going well, and then all of a sudden that app is gone or they've blocked you from Instagram. You're no longer friends. We've seen it happen, Jackson. And because of that,
don't offend me and I won't block you. Right.
Because of that, we try to figure out exactly what happened, why you're not getting that second date. And we're going to do that today for Chelsea. Morning, Chelsea.
Morning.
So I'm curious. I just mentioned like Instagram and dating apps. Like, how did you and, it says in the email, Dan meet?
Yeah, so Dan and I actually work for the same company, so we've all got the same group of friends. So we actually met in person.
Oh, wow. Old school. You don't hear about this style anymore.
No.
Obviously, you guys have been friends.
Yeah, we've been friends for a little bit now. He asked me out a while ago. We went on one date. And then right after that, we were both invited to our coworker's wedding.
So you went on the date and then the wedding, was that a second date then? Or like, how did that work?
No, cause I was a bridesmaid. So were not dates for the wedding. We had just been on one date, like kind of, you know, still casual, still, you know, not really calling anything. But we went to the date. Sorry?
Was it weird at the wedding? Like,
it has to be, right?
Like, yeah, you just went on this first date, and then all of a sudden you're at this wedding, and you guys are kind of seeing each other there.
I mean, I didn't think it was weird. Like, our whole friend group from work was there, so I didn't think it was weird at all.
That's fair.
Okay.
That'd be like us going to a wedding, and someone brought a date.
Well, yeah, but it's just weird because they went out on a date. Did your friends know about it, or was it kind of like a secret? Like, was it like this the side thing that the two of you did?
We hadn't, like, told anybody that we had gone on a date.
Okay. No, you gotta keep that a secret.
Okay, so went on a date, then went to a wedding separate, but kind of together.
Uh-huh.
Was there any,
I guess.
Was there some smooching going on at the wedding? Some hand-holding when no one was looking?
Yeah.
I mean, we definitely danced together.
Okay, nice.
But I think we were kind of, like, independent.
Okay.
I mean, like, I had a great time, so, we did the wedding, and then after that, I gave him a call, and he didn't respond, and I gave him a text, and he didn't respond either. So I was wondering, like, what's going on? And work's been, like, we work in different departments, so we don't, like, see each other all the time.
Did you catch the bouquet at the wedding, and now he's freaked out that he's going to have to end up marrying you, and so he's hiding? Could that be what happened?
No, I didn't catch the bouquet. I know better.
All right. Well, why don't we then just try to track down Dan and call him up, and since you guys haven't been able to run into each other, we'll ask him, you know, why he's not responding to you. Is that cool?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, we'll do it next. Hey, we were able to track down Dan, so I'm going to pick up with him. Don't say any words. Just kind of listen in and let us talk to him for a second, okay?
Okay.
Awesome, thanks. Dan, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning. You're on the air right now on Mix 105.1. My name is John. Jackson's over there.
Hello.
How are you, man?
hey, guys. Pretty good. This is a little weird, but I'm good.
Well, you know, we're just calling everyone in Utah and making sure they downloaded our brand new app. And we figured this was the smartest
Don't
way
listen
to do
to him.
It.
That's not what this is about.
Just search for Mix 105.1 Utah, and you too can win $100.
You can't stop plugging that app.
Now, Dan, hey, man, we help out listeners who've gone out on dates, and they thought things have gone well, and then for some reason they're not hearing back from the other person. And that actually kind of has happened to you. You recently went out on a date with Chelsea, and I don't know what happened, man, but you're not calling Chelsea back. And it sounds like not only did you have a good date, but then you even saw her the next night or a few nights later at a wedding.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Because she said you hung out at the wedding and you had like a really good time together, and like you were kind of flirty and danced together and all the stuff.
She said that?
Yeah.
Wow, okay. Well, so, I mean, we had a great first date. I thought it went really well, and we had a great time, and I definitely wanted to see her again. And then we had the wedding that had already been planned, you know, months in advance that we had a mutual friend of. And, you know, we definitely decided we wanted to keep it cool as far as the wedding was, because we didn't want to show, you know, we were going to hang out, but we weren't going to, like, make, you know, we weren't a date or an item.
Sure.
And then when the wedding happened, she, let's just say she took advantage of the open bar.
Hey, that's not her fault. There's an open bar, man. You can't not take advantage.
Hey, I no, totally. Hey, I was having plenty of drinks too, but just not as many as she was apparently, because I mean, we barely hung out at all. I mean, I asked her to dance a couple times, and we would go out on the dance floor, and then, you know, a third of the way through the song, she would dance away from me and start dancing up on some other guy.
Ooh.
And she was basically making her way around the entire wedding guest list of all the dudes.
Yeah, she was.
And dancing. And I'm not talking about, like, you know, nice, friendly dancing. She was, like, dropping it all the way down low.
Yeah.
She was grinding up on guys, like,
is it worth
right
it? Can
them.
I work it? Flip my thing down, flip it, and reverse it? Ah, yes, girl.
Yeah. She definitely reversed it a few times.
You bet she did. She sounds like, this is me at weddings.
This is who you
yeah,
are?
Yeah.
You are the Chelsea of the wedding?
Absolutely.
So you're telling me, Dan, you're looking at this girl, you went on a date, you thought things were going well, and you're like, wow, did not expect this kind of energy.
She's having a good time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm all for having a good time, and it's not like we're boyfriend, girlfriend, you know, I don't, you know, I'm not in control of her, I'm not like that, but there was one point in the wedding where she basically showed her thong to the entire dance floor.
What?
And she was, was like grabbing on guys that I didn't know, that, you know, I didn't know as well, and it just kind of sent a clear message to me that, you know, I mean, good for her. She should have all the fun she wants, but I don't necessarily.
She's telling you that you're expendable.
that was
right.
What you read between the lines.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, pretty much.
Dan, you know what? I kind of got a different signal from Chelsea, and I can tell you that because she's been listening in, and she wanted us to call you. Hey, Chelsea.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, Chelsea, what's up?
So, Chelsea, is that true? Were you dancing there with your apple-bottom jeans and your
boots with the fur?
No fur, no jeans. I can't dance. I can't have a good time.
I mean, clearly you can.
I don't know. I mean, yeah, clearly I can.
No.
I'm a little disappointed to hear you're being really judgmental, actually. Makes me kind of sad because I thought you were really, really cool.
Any way that you want. But that doesn't mean that we're going to keep dating.
Is it possible to be on both of their sides?
Are you really?
Because I agree with both of them. Yeah, like, I get that she's there. She wants to have a good time. I've been there many times in my day.
Uh-huh.
But I also see what he's saying. Like, yeah, they're not exclusive. They're not, like, an item. But still, like, they obviously like each other enough that they're hanging out. I don't feel like that's the type of behavior you put out in front of people that you like.
I think we try to offer a second date. Here's the deal.
I mean, like, it's not like you ever said I couldn't. It's not like we ever agreed to be exclusive.
Well, I mean, Chelsea, are you interested? You've heard Dan's kind of issues with your dancing at the wedding. I mean, are you even interested in another date, knowing that part of it?
I mean, like, I was, but not now.